Larry Mayer from ChicagoBears.com. We've been talking a lot about Kyle Fuller and the magical season, comeback season he's had. And now comes the question, is he going to be here next year? Do you think he'll be signing back with the Bears next year?
That's obviously a very interesting question, something that Ryan Pace and his staff are going to have to go over. I think Kyle Fuller has had a really resurgent season. Last game was probably his best of the season against the Cleveland Browns. A great interception in the end zone and also six pass breakups. It's hard to remember the last time a guy had six pass breakups in a game. Here you see him knocking down Cam Newton and getting back right up in his face and chirping about it, which I think that was great. Jiggs and I have talked about that. Exactly. He's got 22 pass breakups this year, which is tied for the second most since 1992. So he's had a very solid season. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Fans, media, coaches, players.
How about Kyle Fuller? Did he see it coming?
I don't know. He must have had some confidence because he's playing great. He's playing physical.
Well, you know, Larry, a lot of people are going to say, well, yeah, he's in the contract year. It's a contract drive and all the rest of it. I said it before. I don't care I look at results. This is a results-based business. This is what he did.
And the most important thing, too, is that he's been able to stay healthy this year. He's had some injuries earlier in his career. I think staying healthy and also being a playmaker has built his confidence, and now he feels that he can play against any receiver in the league. And as you see, he's making some nice physical plays here.
Well, why do you think it is that week in and week out, after he's been performing as well as we were talking about, that teams continue to go at him?
That's an interesting thing, and I think, you know what, I think teams have been going after Prince and Mukamara a little bit the last couple of games, but I think that they don't look at Kyle Fuller as a shutdown corner, as a number one corner in the league, and I think that's why they've been going after him.
We don't want anyone getting hurt, but maybe the best thing to happen for the Vikings is Sam Bradford going down against the Bears.
Oops.
Case Keenum, I mean, he's been magical for this team.
Everybody talks about injuries and next man up. This is a perfect example of a team that does not let an injury ruin their season. Case Keenum has done a great job. Like you said, he ranks 7th in the NFL in passer rating at 98.1. Yeah. He's thrown 21 touchdown passes this year, and he really makes that offense go. He's got a lot of good weapons, obviously, in Diggs and Thielen at wide receiver, and also Rudolph at tight end. But this is a guy that can make plays in and out of the pocket. The Bears have to be really disciplined in the rush on Sunday against him.
You know, you mentioned Thielen. What's the story on this guy? How did everybody miss him except for the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't know. I mean, this guy came into the league as an undrafted free agent and just kind of continued to improve. And as you know, Jiggs, all the scouting in the world, it just happens. There's certain guys that slip through the cracks. Certain guys, Tom Waddle back in the day was a guy that did that, and it just happens.
You know, we've been talking about injuries, and give us a little bit of an idea about from where the Bears started from a defensive standpoint to where they are now. How many starters from the beginning of the season are no longer starting for this football team because of injury?
I can think of six off the top of my head. I mean, look at outside linebacker. You got Leonard Floyd. You got McPhee. You got Young. Those guys just off the top of my head. Secondary. Well, Trevathan's back.
He was hurt.
Freeman's out. Quentin Demps. Mitch Unrein. So you have about six or seven guys. Mm-hmm. And that's really remarkable the way Vic Fangio has kept this unit together and playing well. I believe they finished 15th in total yards last year. They're 8th this year with all the injuries. And it's pretty much, like I said, a testament to Vic and his ability to mix and match and scheme against the opponents. And they've done a really good job.
What kind of effect has he had on this defense, Vic Fangio?
Well, a huge effect. I mean, he's the coordinator. He loves to teach. He said his favorite part about the job is getting in there and getting in front of the guys. He likes the guys. I'll walk by the defensive meeting room, and he's always making a point, very detailed-oriented. I know the guys love playing for him.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the situation that we had a little bit, even though this guy...
You're not going Buddy Ryan on me,
had a
right?
bunch of Hall of Famers.
Okay.
But I'm saying...
85
you know,
Bears compared.
Was that kind of a feeling in that with that group?
Yeah.
You know, guys just love talking with him, love being around him.
That's true. But again, I don't think there's three Hall of Famers on the Bears defense right
now. No, I didn't say that.
That's not even counting like Jerry Fensick.
Maybe another guy who should be considered for the Hall of Fame of that defense.
All right. Larry Mayer, thank you so much. Read his stuff on ChicagoBears.com.